Hey, More Than Small Talk friends, this is Holly. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts on a moment when I just felt over it all. I'm driving home from lunch with a new friend, replaying the conversation. Fear makes my breathing shallow, my heart beat fast. What if she doesn't like me? What if I came across all wrong? I often have moments like this when anxiety gets the best of me and I want to retreat from the whole world. But this time I pray, Jesus, help me. I don't understand why I act this way. I want to be free. A simple declaration comes to my heart. I'm done running away. From now on, I'm running toward. I don't even fully understand what this means, but I put on my tennis shoes when I get home. I walk out the door and onto the trail behind our house. I turn on my favorite music and run like my life depends on it. No more, no more, no more, I say with every step. I think of all I've run away from, how fear has chased me and people-pleasing has set my pace, how anxiety has nipped at my heels like a rogue chihuahua, how the lies have worn me out. I am done. I will no longer be a woman who's defined by what she's running from. In the past, the strategy I've usually decided on in moments like these can be summed up in 6 words. Be good, do more, try harder. I convince myself that if I'm perfect and hustle enough and make things happen, then somehow it will all turn out okay. But this strategy has been failing me. I think of a recent evening when I went to bed feeling worn and weary. Sometime past midnight, I woke up in the dark and these words came to my heart. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Zechariah 4:6. Another translation says it this way. You will not succeed by your own strength or by your own power. The power will come from my spirit. When I looked up the verse the next morning, I noticed it ends this way. Says the Lord of Heaven's armies. I've been worried because I thought the battle was completely up to me, and all the while I had the Lord of Heaven's armies willing to fight on my behalf. We are beloved daughters of God. We are more than conquerors. Nothing is too difficult for us because nothing is impossible for the God within us. He will do it. I speak these truths to my own soul with each step I take on the trail. I also declare this. I am going to run toward grace. I am going to run toward love. I am going to run toward the wild dreams that beckon me in the distance. I am going to run toward boldness and freedom and holy confidence. I am going to run toward Jesus. I finish, sweaty and spent on the outside, strong and roaring on the inside. I don't know everything this new perspective means, what exactly I have done. But it feels like something dark and destructive challenged me to a race today, and I won. You can find what I share today in my book, Strong, Brave, Loved, Empowering Reminders of Who You Really Are. And we'll have another More Than Small Talk episode for you soon. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.